One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, a former AEW star jumped ship to WWE.
The brand new AEW Dynamite logo has been revealed.
A major free agent is WWE bound.
But Drew McIntyre has not re-signed with WWE.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Michael Hamflett.
And this is the news. The news that today is a perfect 10. Although Ty Dillinger hasn't returned to WWE, but Sean Spears has. Yeah. He showed up on last night's NXT. He's the guy behind those weird sort of three faces video packages mystery.
They changed their mind on Okada one.
Yeah, it's not Okada. It's someone fans have actually heard of. It's Sean Spears. Come on, give me this one. I'm in a really good mood because Tony D'Angelo's one step away from being number one contender to the world title.
Leave that one in the comments.
Sean Spears interrupted a Rich Holland promo, nailed him with the chair. It's interesting that he's the Sean Spears character, which he's never been, of course, in WWE, but this is his third stint, I believe, with WWE. He initially signed way back in 2006. Was that the Stan Sean Spears period by any chance?
He was Stan. He was Gavin Spears.
That was it.
I think he was part of the ECW talent initiative. Uh-huh. I think he tagged with Cody in the developmental years in OVW or whatever it was in that first run.
You're right, yeah.
Not as well known as Ty Dillinger, of course. The goated era for NXT.
Yeah, he's brought back to... So he left in 2009 after that. So like a 3-year stint, basically. And then he returned in 2013 as part of NXT, as Ty Dillinger, as you say. Perfect 10. Mm. Rumble appearances, move up to the main roster, of course. And then it all kind of just fell apart, to be perfectly honest. They really didn't utilise him as well as many people were hoping. So he moved up to the main roster in 2017. By 2019, he was gone from the company. And then he caved Cody Rhodes' head in AEW,
of course. You make a great player coach.
Which he was sticking around in right until the start of this year. His contract officially expired, or I should say he was let out of his contract on the 1st of January 2024. He's now in NXT again as Sean Spears this time. Viper Select noting how few within NXT, by the way, were aware that this was going to be happening. He wasn't listed on any internal documents. He was being hidden backstage. And Sean Spears actually played his role in rehearsals with Rich Holland, which is, you know, interesting. That's to nice. Think about their history, of course, together. A brilliant get for NXT, I think.
Potentially, yeah. Loads and loads of experience. So if he's on NXT wrestling, the boring bit of this is people are going to be getting reps with the veteran and improving in NXT. Sometimes the problem is obviously you've got newer guys wrestling newer guys and there's not enough in the way of like learning experience. So he'll help in that regard. But as a character, you've got the Ty Dillinger stuff to lean on if you ever need to. But in the meantime, it's really interesting that they're going with the Sean Spears gimmick that he kind of made a name for himself for in AEW. It feels more like an AEW's talent jumping ship than it does just bringing back an old NXT favourite, which WWE typically doesn't do. So that's quite interesting as well. I would compare this to, look, I know we sit here on these videos every day trying to let you know if somebody's going to be coming into a company or not. And, you know, we all like to read the reports and get the gossip. But this reminded me a lot of the Roderick Strong arrival in AEW last year. You've got somebody kind of like from that middle tier that can fly under the radar, but because it's a surprise, the return feels all the more of a shock.
It was a gate watching NXT this
just
morning.
Not something you would have called. And yeah, for the short term at least, we don't know if the main roster beckons for him eventually or if it's going to be NXT full time. But certainly in terms of like talent going both ways, these are the moments
yeah.
of what it's all well, about.
Wait,
isn't it?
I love it. I love this sort of thing. Very excited to see what they do with him in NXT. And we'll talk all about it later, of course, on the NXT Review podcast, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, the What Culture Wrestling podcast YouTube channel. And I'm sure Simon Miller will mention this, of course, in his Ups and Downs video, which is coming later on today as well. Yes, Sean Spears, formerly Ty Dillinger, formerly the Perfect Ten. So the only Perfect Ten right now is the What Culture Live Show, baby! It's Always Sunny at What Culture comes to Philadelphia. WrestleMania weekend, 35 days, Michael Hamlet.
Oh, my God.
I will be getting on a plane in 35 days to fly to Philadelphia. But on the Sunday, the meat in the WrestleMania sandwich, as I've been saying.
All the vegan alternative yes. available from
tofu.
The Grand tofu, a mother. Yeah. Check out the Underground Arts menu for the vegan alternative if the meat in your yes. sandwich is not what you want to eat. We'll give you both.
But
great
yeah,
drinks menu at Underground Arts as well.
And it's going to be going down, yeah, the lunchtime of the Sunday of day two of WrestleMania, basically. And you'll have plenty of time to go over for night two. But do join us at Underground Arts in Philadelphia, as Hamlet says. Tickets available at whatculture.com/tickets.
No T-shirt ones currently available. VIP all sold out. It's that hot a ticket. That's not coming in with a bundle, although Will Bonner's tried his hardest to get that in with the ticket.
Love this team!
The shirt's going to look more like this one than that one,
yes,
I would assume.
It's a better t-shirt.
General sale tickets are still available. And I hear whispers, I've got birds of my own, you know, that some moves are being made to try and make a few more of these VIP ones available.
Okay.
But we can only report on that when we know. That's what we do here at What Culture.
Yes.
Which is why we can also report that AEW Dynamite's got a brand new logo. We'd appreciate if this could flash up on screen now with Ben Roy working some magic. But yes, it was revealed through AEW doing a post for their upcoming Winnipeg taping of Dynamite and Rampage in May. You get all the graphics of all the wrestlers and then the logo flashes up at the end. And there it is, a brand new AEW Dynamite logo. That's not all though. So the logo, obviously, it's white text with sort of rainbow trim. It's against a red background because the Canadian motif of that advertising.
Yes.
But Andrew Zarian followed up to say that he'd seen a slightly different one. I'll get his exact words actually. He said he'd seen a very similar logo with a different colour variant. That's Andrew Zarian of Mattman and Wrestling Observer. Reliable guy in this
yeah.
sort of thing. And an eagle-eyed Redditor found a tweet that he'd since deleted where you can see like the T and the E
yes.
in a similar font but with that kind of early Dynamite rainbow look to it.
Yeah, so, he did like an eyes emoji thing, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. So we sort of have now got this one current logo with the white text and the rainbow around the edges and then a potentially more rainbow one that maybe just didn't look quite as good on the red background.
Yeah.
That's maybe why we're seeing a couple of different versions of it. But you get the general idea from this one that we're showing you here. Sean Lossap confirmed it to be the real deal as far as what he'd seen. And obviously AEW putting it out themselves is confirmation enough.
Yeah, like the look of it.
I do. I don't know. I don't mind it. But
I need to see it on the new, because they're getting a new set as well. Like, this is the last week and then.
Yeah, Tony Khan on Valentine's Day, of course, tweeted that the post-Revolution Dynamite was going to have a brand new set. So I think as part of an overall rebadging, I love when shows do
yeah.
this. I like aesthetics and wrestling are a big thing for me. So I love getting it. Things getting it. It's always, they've rebadged it, you fool. And it's not about, it doesn't drive the product. You know, it's nothing to do with the booking or the wrestlers of the stories. But I do like a new look. So I'm like, I'm going to let this one play out until I see it slapped on a new stage. People have suggested the return of a version of the tunnels and things
I
like
hope
that.
So, yeah.
It's a bit SmackDown fisty, that one in terms. But I do get why people love that so much.
Yeah.
And the square one's never been that popular, has it?
No, no.
So
exactly.
I think this, like, it just getting a new font and new look for the first time in, what, like 4 years? That's a long time for a show to go without one.
Tiny bit of NXT 2.0 vibes from the colour splashes.
Hey, look. Follow the
became the greatest show of all time. So
follow the growth product. If you're
yes.
going to copy homework, copy the best.
Right, let's move on and talk about, I was going to say a friend of the channel. I don't know if he actually qualifies as that. He's been all right when I've interviewed him, but he's also choked Phil Chambers out at a live podcast we did in Las Vegas once.
Yeah.
And, well, had his family members almost kill Simon Miller.
Let's be clear about that. When we say family members, we mean he set his dad on Simon Miller. His dad is Haku, the hardest man in wrestling
yeah.
history. So this isn't just
this,
like, this isn't
close.
Like, I'll get my brother on you and you never see the brother. No, hardest man.
You've all seen the footage. This close from losing Simon Miller on the day of WrestleMania.
But, you know, good luck, Tamatonga, with this new
yeah.
career move.
Fantastic news for Tamatonga. Genuinely so happy
yeah.
for him. All of us here at What Culture loving the news that have come out that Tamatonga is said to be headed to WWE. It was first reported by the Wrestling Observer. We sort of hinted at this in the past when he was seemingly heading out of New Japan, whether or not it was going to be sort of bidding war between AEW and WWE. WWE were interested. Have been interested at several points over the past decade, really. But after a while, when they first, well, not when they most recently showed interest, he decided to re-sign with New Japan for one more year. That's obviously finished now. He finished up at the past weekend's New Beginning in Sapporo, where him and his brother Tangaloa lost to their other brother Hikuleo and El Fantasmo. 14 years with New Japan for Tamatonga. And he obviously wanted to move to a US-based company, as we mentioned at the time, so he could spend more time with his family, which is lovely. Obviously, already some connections there in WWE, all the Bullet Club stuff that you could potentially lean off if you want to, Finn Balor, etc., etc. No word on when he's going to get started with WWE, but considering his New Japan contract has expired rather than him being released or anything like that, in theory, he could show up on SmackDown, basically.
There are a couple of good brothers he could link up with.
Of course.
On Tuesdays, potentially. He is not part of the Samoan dynasty that obviously The Rock flashed up on the screen, but there are links, of course, with Haku and with that sort of side of pro wrestling where you could even... Remember when Paul Heyman cut the promo on Samoa Joe, it was like, the one, some of the run of the Samoan league. You're not included with the proper ones. Like, you're just Samoa Joe. You can actually do something with, like, outliers wanting to sort of attack as well. And there's a lot of different avenues, you see, storyline-wise, the Tamatonga to slot quite nicely in. But even if he doesn't, having never... that I can remember, he's never walked through Forbidden Door, he's never wrestled for EW, don't think he's done much with Impact or TNA, he's been very New Japan, so he's one of the more like sort of fresher faces for WWE only fans. They're getting somebody brand new here in Tamatonga, so yeah, it'd be interesting to see what he does when he does
see what Triple H does with someone like him. He's a fairly unknown entity, really.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Should we talk about somebody that hasn't signed on?
This is amazing.
Yeah, like this is a potentially not a big story if this goes the way we all predict, but it continues to not do. Drew McIntyre. We were just talking yesterday about what a fantastic promo he cut with Seth Rollins, having won Elimination Chamber. He's a number one contender for the world title. There's a good chance he's going to win. He set up a huge story with CM Punk. So all of us, based on this,
quite right,
circumstantial evidence, but evidence nonetheless, sort of thinking to ourselves, well, he's obviously re-signed then. The deal has gone down quietly. There was all that speculation months ago, but obviously, you know, they've had words. Not the case.
Nope.
There was a couple of Scoopster accounts, you know, the ones like saying, oh, we're hearing that Drew McIntyre has signed, all is good. And they were sort of definitive enough in their statements that Alex McCarthy of Mail Sport, he's the editor of the Daily Mail Sports Output, was keen to refute the claims. And he went further to do that, saying, quote, Drew McIntyre has not re-signed with WWE yet. He goes on to say, I want Drew to re-sign with WWE as much as the next guy, but he hasn't right now, nor is it on the brink of being finalised. Sean Ross Sapp then followed up to say, we've heard exactly the same at Fightful. Pretty definitive stuff, as if to suggest that, you know, like, the reporting going out there saying he has resigned is almost dangerously incorrect, I suppose. Moving to correct that rather than just letting the rumour breathe from an Alex McCarthy and a Sean Ross Sapp felt notable. So, not to say that he hasn't and not to say that he still might, but just based on everything we thought we knew, this is quite interesting.
This is wild. I mean, it shows arguably the respect that the two parties have for each other, that, you know, they're both pushing ahead with, I mean, yeah, a huge match at WrestleMania. He's been established as the guy that Punk's going to have to fight when he comes back, and yet they're no closer to signing a contract. You would assume, of course, that Drew will eventually re-sign. It's probably just centering around numbers, and quite rightly, Drew.
Go get him. Yeah, go get. I hope this story has just added an extra couple of zeros to the contract. Go get that money.
It's more than what he deserves, and no, he deserves more. Sorry, didn't mean to say it like that. I would not be surprised if he eventually does do that. But fantastic reporting from Alex to sort of debunk those claims, because anyone could just say, oh, he's probably re-signed, so I'll just tweet that he has.
Yeah.
Yeah, arguably the second best British wrestling journalist there is. After me, of course. Now, Alex is great. He does some fantastic work, and I really enjoyed him going ziplining with Asuka over the weekend at Elimination Chamber. And there's some footage. Go and check it out on his social media of Asuka looking absolutely... It's the most scared I've ever seen Asuka look.
I want legitimate journalist Alex McCarthy to be like, I kind of go to Adam Wilborn for my biggest stories. I know.
He's a friend of ours. He's a lovely bloke. I hope we have another pint with him over WrestleMania. It's weird considering we both live in the UK. We only really hang out at WrestleMania. Let's go and hang out in Philadelphia, mate.
Why meet up on our tiny island?
Alex, if you're thinking of where to meet up with us, there's your answer. Right
there. I've heard you're, I'm pretty sure I saw NUFC on your profile. I'm not going to hold that against you, Alex, but you're a mag. Get yourself up to the North East. I'm sure one of these other mag losers in the office will take you to the game, but I'll have a pint with you afterwards.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, you want to get in touch with us. Mark Brightman. Quite rightly says, tags me and says, Adam Wilborn, the only real wrestling journalist, and I apologise in advance to whoever is, I assume this is a typo, but I like it anyway. I apologise in advance to whoever is worming with you.
I have wormed my way in with you.
Yeah.
It's like trying to get in. You're now the wrestling media, capital T, capital W, capital M. I'm just trying to worm my way in.
With the return of Shawn Spears last night on NXT, do we think Papa H could bring back the greatest women's tag team ever? I got very excited.
Oh, yeah.
When, you know, there was links, obviously, Australia. Mm-hmm. I believe Peyton Royce is pregnant. I'm not going to speculate any more on something like that for obvious reasons. But long term, tell me there's a chance that the Iconics could return to WWE?
I think I am, yeah. Like, obviously, husbands and wives and wrestlers working together and people being patient at the time. There was just as many rumours that Mickie James is going to work another Rumble because her husband, the SmackDown general manager, can't remember his name, is now obviously embedded within the company in a pretty major way on screen. You just don't know. I'm not going to say no to this one, Will, but I'm not. Why would I decide to pee on your parade when I know for a fact you would definitely throw a parade if the Iconics came back and you would be leading it?
I think I've had the best 12 hours ever. I genuinely think that's the case. Von Wagner wins on NXT, Shawn Spears returns. Chesterfield beat Barnett to go 23 points clear.
It's looking pretty good.
We're close.
We're close. Just the 23 points.
And Tony D'Angelo is one step away from fighting and winning the world title in NXT over WrestleMania weekend. I'm going to be in attendance to watch the Dan claim his goddamn throne. Today is perfect.
You know what would be nice about that as well? And I'm sure you definitely want to do this, so let's go and make this happen, guys. Like, people, there's all these rumours I've seen for ages online. Like, I don't know where they get this from.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
They think that you and Stax are the same person. I don't get it. No, I know. So obviously Tony D's fighting for the title, Stax is going to be by his side, you're going to be in the crowd. Mm-hmm. Once and for all, people can see for definitely you're not the same person. Hell, should we try and get a nice photo opportunity?
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd love to definitely meet the guy just to prove this fact, right?
He walked past me once at Wallow. It walked past me at Wallow any last year, and I was like,
I don't understand why that is.
I just, you know, because I'm one who's brought Stacks onto the podcast.
I see, yeah. Okay.
Awkward.
He might be on later on, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
in a pretty chipper mood, let me tell
well
you.
I can well imagine.
Just obviously these Twitter questions, thank you to everyone who sends those. I just pick them at random. So thank you to Mark Solid, who's put a GIF of Tony D'Angelo. So I just so happen to pick this question. Which one's it gonna be?
What is going on in here?
Morning, fellow Pisanos, says Mark. Thoughts on how long till how and what brand the family debuts on the main roster? I'd say after SummerSlam, put them on Raw. I see them and Pierce having fun and have them target Imperium. You do need to do SummerSlam because you want a brief frame of the NXT title first, of course.
Got to be logical about this Mafia group coming up to the main roster.
Oh, it's going to be so good. If the Iconics come back, I'm just going to quit wrestling after that because it's peaked.
Maybe there's some LTST going on. You know what? Adam Pearce is kind of a sexist, actually.
Like, but, yeah.
Just, like, he does all of his serious business stuff on Raw, but then if there's ever a women's segment, he's like, "Will you just bloody shut up? I'll give you a fucking match."
Yeah.
Like, imagine trying that with a Riz.
Oh.
She'd kick his ass. Maybe this is LTST, where he's like, he's thinking, "Oh God, not another bloody woman." It's like, I ain't just no woman. I'm the goddamn Riz, and they all kick my family kick his ass.
Yeah, and you've got law of Raw general managers having lawyers as assistants, and Luca Crucifino looks to be just
Indeed.
Needs a cup of coffee.
They could have their own. They could sit down to eat dinner because the family are always having dinner.
They are.
At the Rawstaurant. And it could be there every week. It could be their own talk show in the middle of the ring. It's a 3-hour show. You've got a good 20 minutes.
Change my mind who I want to dethrone Roman Reigns. Sorry, Cody. Story doesn't get finished because the mafia boss. Oh. I do think actually.
I saw you getting lost in that.
I just. There's this brief.
There's a zoom in, it's like reverse of Hello Darkness. It's an inverse, it's like Hello Light. Like, it's just you and your own
utopia. But yeah, I do think they actually stand a chance on the main roster.
Yeah.
More so than many, many other NXT to main roster.
I'm never not fascinated seeing how some of these characters escape the wild world of GD.
Tiffy's not changed much.
No, that's but she can give.
Yeah.
Brett
Bossy. By the way, I picked this question first, Brett, but I've saved it for last because I think it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's made me feel a hell of a lot better all of a sudden.
Okay.
You and I were worrying it, along with Sige, about the whole IC title picture as we head to WrestleMania. Brett's
yes.
pitched. Good morning, lads. What do you think about a gauntlet match on Mania Night 1? Winner gets Gunther for the IC title on Night 2.
I saw, it wasn't a gauntlet, but I saw a version of this where there's the multi-man is the number one contenders match for Night One, and then you have the, I don't hate it, you know.
I really like that.
There is something too, as well, something that they've never really experimented with that I can think of. Somebody will correct me, I'm sure, but it feels like, other than the tag team turmoil match at 37 for the women's tags, they've not done much of the, when this happens on Night One, this happens on Night Two.
There's a bit of a thread of that.
Seems almost certain that with the Bloodline and Cody and Seth, there's going to be something of that. We've got the usual lore of the WrestleMania Ender's era has somebody wrestling twice or whatever. So it feels like there's a couple of cases where you could set that up.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, you know.
I really like it.
I think at the moment, a little bit of me is looking for a way in which Gunther isn't in like a 5-way as well.
Yeah.
So if you're pitching me things where it's Gunther versus either Gable or Sami Zayn especially.
I love Sami, right? And I think he should be involved in something big. I'd probably try and reinsert him into the World Heavyweight Championship match one way or another. I watched that Chad Gable video on his socials yesterday and I was ready to run through walls for that match.
Yeah, he's working as hard as he possibly can to get. I love as well that like it's now. Like Chad Gable's worked smarter rather than worked hard here. One of those videos was like, Christmas was ruined. It's like, you didn't mention it at Christmas, did you? You waited till 5 weeks from WrestleMania. Yeah. You're thinking, Chad, you finally got your head in the game as well as your body. So fair play to you for that. I do like the multi-man, I like a mini tournament, all sorts of things like that. I just don't really want that like five-man ladder match adjacent title thing, even if it's just to keep the belt on Gunther, have him retain it in a single.
A battle royal could be good because then you could do the delayed suplex over the top rope to win it.
Yes, please.
And yes. Get a way to get loads of people on the card. I think that's the right thing to do.
Intercontinental battle royal instead of like winner wins the Andre and a shot of the bill.
Works for me. Let us know your thoughts on that, though, and everything we've discussed in the comments section below. And while you're at it, why not check out this video right here? We'll see you soon.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula.
Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.